Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Think about what the President Trump has done. It's his natural instinct to always put America first and keep us safe. The Democrats' instinct is to blame America first. Instead of having a resolution on the floor condemning Iran for shooting down a civilian aircraft, or will we have a resolution on the floor this week standing with those individuals who seek freedom in Iran? I don't believe we will, because these Democrats will do anything to defame the president over defending this nation.
Kevin McCarthy there, the leader in the House right now for Republicans, pointing out to what's going on here with this war powers resolution that was passed last week. Now the Senate will take it up today, apparently. I think I know where that's going, but I'm just speculating. Happy Monday. Glad you're back with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We've got lots to get to for you. We've got... Hans von Spakovsky coming up here in a second. Rodney Boyd, Jesse Jane Duff. We'll check in later with Tom Ackerman, of course, sports director down the hall there at KMOX, because I'm sure, like most of us, he was glued to his TV last night watching the Kansas City Chiefs and that just a miraculous comeback. It was amazing to watch.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Unfortunately, I didn't see the first half. But my own fault, but then I got to see parts of the second half, so that's a good thing. They rolled after that.
Oh, yeah. Put that first quarter behind you and
no
move
kidding.
Forward.
I think they only got scored on once after that, didn't they? They only score one time? I think they only scored once after the half.
Yeah, it was
51 to 31,
and it was 24, at the half.
Yeah, anyway. Go figure. What a turn of events out there. We'll get to all that and more coming up this morning on your Monday. But first, let me get to Hans von Spakovsky.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, good morning to you. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
I'm glad to hear that. Do you have a horse in the race? Do you follow the NFL at all?
Yeah, I do. You know, I was disappointed when the Redskins didn't really get anywhere again. But you know, I'll have to think about who I want to have get into the Super Bowl.
Okay, all right. Well, you tell us what your choice is. Maybe you can let us know next week. Cool. Hey, you know I know the Senate is going to vote on that war powers resolution today, supposedly. What do you make of all? I mean, I know it's just political noise, right?
Yes, it is, because the Congress does not have the power under the Constitution to basically do what they're trying to do, which is order the president on how to conduct military operations.
Yeah, and that's been pretty clear from the beginning here. I mean, I pointed out that if what he was doing was illegal or flew in the face of the original War Powers Act, that's what they would be attacking versus having to pass something new to condemn it, right?
Well, that's right. And even the original War Powers Act is basically unconstitutional. Look, what it boils down to is this. The Constitution makes the president the commander-in-chief of the military forces. Congress can't order him to conduct particular military operations. It can't tell him what forces to use or not to use. If they want to actually do something, they basically have one real power, and that is the power of the purse. If they really wanted to order the president to stop all military operations against Iran, well, then they could pass a budget bill, an appropriations bill that withdraws money from the military for any such operations. That they can do. But you notice, Mark, they're not doing that because they don't want the responsibility of actually doing it. So instead, they pass this resolution, which has no legal power whatsoever, so they can blame the president without actually taking any responsibility for making a decision.
Yeah. You know, one story I've been talking about this morning is dealing with Texas Governor Abbott. This weekend, he became the only governor to reject refugees from coming to his state. And as I read that story, I realized that all of these liberal groups that have been pushing for more refugees have gone to court to sue the Trump administration, saying they didn't have the authority to give this decision to the states.
Yeah, and again, that is just, that's another one of the many, many ridiculous, meritless, frivolous lawsuits that's been filed against the president. I mean, look, it's typical. You probably saw last week, too, that a court of appeals overturned a lower court injunction. Again, it was a liberal judge that was preventing the Obama administration from using over $3 billion that it was already appropriated to build the wall. The courts are filled with liberal justice judges, particularly Obama appointees, and the administration is constantly having to fight that.
The Trump administration, you meant. I think you said the Obama administration. So that's the, yeah, that's where the president tried to take money and use it for a different purpose than which it was allocated for?
He was using defense money that he's given the option to decide how,
right,
to do.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so.
And the lower court issued injunction saying, oh, you can't do that. Court of Appeals overturned it. Look, that's the same thing that'll happen here. This is a ridiculous lawsuit. Some liberal lower court judge may say, oh, yeah, the president can't do that. But eventually it'll get overturned.
Well, we hope so anyway. That's craziness anyway. Oh, you know, I did think of something there for you, Hans, related to the Washington Redskins. Apparently, Patrick Mahomes with the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday tied a record that Doug Williams of the Redskins originally set back in the 80s with his four touchdown passes in one half. Yes.
Wow. Well, yeah, I know, but it was an incredible game yesterday.
I just had to, since you're a Redskins fan, I thought I'd throw that bone out there for you. I did read that. So anyway, hey, Hans, have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Great. All right.
Yep,
bye-bye.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. Yeah, there you go. Maybe it was in a quarter. Did he throw all those touchdowns in the second quarter?
Mahomes threw four in the second quarter.
That's it. So he tied a record by Doug Williams for the Redskins back in the 80s.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
The Democrats' instinct is to blame America first.
This president is impeached for life.
Nobody's done anything dumber than this.
Can you imagine they want us to call up and speak to crooked, corrupt politician Adam Schiff?
To release them knowingly to the back to the public, that's just stupid.
Chiefs on 3-1-2-3.
Chiefs. They're in that
Chiefs.
One. Go Chiefs. Good one. Speaking of football, you know what's going to happen tonight, don't you?
Something about college
probably,
people playing?
People are saying, I'm not an expert, that it's going to be one of the most anticipated college football playoffs since they started doing this a few years
Why?
Back. Well, because Clemson and LSU are just outstanding teams, and there always seems to be a raging debate every year about who the final, between the final top, let's say top eight teams are, who the four are that get picked to play in the championship.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have always argued it should be expanded. I mean, we'd be playing football till March, but a lot of people think it should be expanded to have a more tiered playoff system to get down to the final two.
Mm-hmm.
This year, there doesn't seem to be that debate. Everybody's pretty confident they picked the best four this year. And this LSU and Clemson face-off ought to just be fantastic. I mean, I'd like to see Ohio State in it, personally, but they're not there because they got their butt handed to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ought to be good. So here's what, guess who is expected to be there tonight?
The president.
The president of the United States.
Yes.
It's at the Superdome in Louisiana. So whenever they have an event like that, there's always heightened security. Add the fact that the president's going to be there, and the Iranians have put an $80 million bounty on his head, and there's even more security. So you can imagine how freaked out they were when somebody, a couple people, tried to break into a secure area on the property of the Superdome this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And police responded, and shots were exchanged.
Wow.
And the two people trying to break in got away. Nobody knows who they were.
Oh.
The police have issued a statement that they have no indication that it's connected to terrorism, but you can bet there are a lot of puckered people in charge of security around the Superdome right now.
Newsflash for anyone who thinks that Iran's going to give them $80 million.
Yeah,
Not going to happen.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. That kind of got hidden this weekend. I really don't know that they claim there was nothing to it, but they don't know who the people were. And they tried to get into an unauthorized area. Wasn't the stadium itself, but it was another area nearby the stadium that is off limits to the public. They were trying to get into. Was there infrastructure in there? Was there electronic equipment in there? I mean, I don't know what was there, but I thought that was a story that I didn't really hear reported anywhere else this weekend. So that I thought was pretty interesting. Hey, here's some news for you in case you're still trying to decide who you're going to vote for president if you're a Democrat. Remember Martin Sheen from The West Wing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The actor Martin Sheen, apparently still alive. He would have been one
of
those people.
He's in Grace and Frankie now. He's still working.
Oh, is he? Yeah. He would have been one of those people I would have had to go on and Google, dead or alive. I didn't know Martin Sheen was still alive.
Yes, he's still working.
That show's funny.
I love that show.
What's it called?
Grace and Frankie. Grace and Frankie.
Huh.
You
would
like it.
No,
Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, but it's good.
No, I wouldn't like it.
It's on Netflix.
I don't see anything to like about that. I'm sorry. Go to cut number six. Here's Martin Sheen's endorsement.
Who's the best candidate, you think, in the Democratic side on climate change? Who are you behind right now?
Oh, my God. It's Elizabeth Warren, I think. It's got to be a woman. I mean, we need a woman.
Good for you, you know, Martin.
The women are the only thing that can save us. Thank God for them. Why do I like Elizabeth Warren? What's not to like? She's a beautiful lady.
Have a quick picture with you?
Who was that in the background? Was that Jane Fonda in the background? Going, oh, thank you, Martin. Way to go. Sound like Jane Fonda to me.
I don't know.
Just saying. That kind of doubles down on the whole thing.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know who was in that clip. It sounded like whoever was interviewing him.
Sounded
was
like Hanoi Jane in the background. I don't know. I thought you'd find that interesting. For the former president endorses Elizabeth Warren.
Because she's a beautiful lady.
He was in the West Wing.
So he was.
Must be it. If you missed the president, he went on the Ingram show, and this is what he had to say. You know that he did this just to get in their heads, right? I mean, honestly, although I think there's a big chunk of truth in what he said about this as well. Go to cut 15.
Are you worried that the Democrats can't be trusted with classified information? Because that's kind of what it sounded like when Pence gave that interview and talked about sources and methods the other day.
I am worried about it. Certainly, I am worried about it. Can you imagine? Here we are, split-second timing, executed like nobody's seen in many, many years on Soleimani. Can you imagine they want us to call up and speak to crooked, corrupt politician Adam Schiff?
Yeah. He would have held a news conference immediately to try to prevent that from happening. You know that's what they would have done. If he would have called up his friends in the squad and they would have held a news conference in front of the White House and tipped off somebody that this was about to happen. Why? Because they don't want America to be victorious. That's really the idea that you get these days from some of these folks on the left. How about that?
That's a hell of a win, man. That's all mindset. That's all heart. That's all fight. That's a way to stick together and fight. But like you said, it ain't over. We coming back on Monday. We getting in there. We're making sure that our mind is right and we're physically right to go out there and win. Chiefs on three, one, two, three.
Patrick Mahomes there with his post-game speech.
Yeah.
Sue Thomas had to tell me I was mispronouncing his name.
I can't believe I didn't catch that.
I called him Mahomes.
Well, I said it correctly after he said it wrong, but
that may be what it maybe. Maybe that was.
Chiefs fans, this is not a sports talk radio show. And number two, I have only recently become a Kansas City Chiefs fan after the Lambs left us for L.A. So I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to come over to your side of the ball there, so to speak.
I do love Andy Reid, though.
Yes.
He's a great coach.
I've always admired him as a coach. Absolutely. But I haven't, you know, I mean, just haven't paid that much attention to him.
That's okay.
Hear his name a lot, but that's kind of what happens. All right. Let's get to business. Jennifer Kashinka, I would imagine that Gordon doesn't let you get away with mispronouncing many NFL names up there, does he?
Why did I mispronounce one?
No, I did. I mispronounced Patrick Mahomes' name this morning, and Susan Thomas here called me out on it, which is good because I want to get that right. But for people that don't know it, Gordon Deal is a football announcer, right? For what, the Jets? Is that right?
Giants.
I'm sorry.
He's a stadium announcer for the Giants.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
What a fun What a fun sport.
Yep,
to do
he gets to yell that third down. Yeah.
That's outstanding. What's going on in business today?
All right. Futures are modestly higher this morning after stocks closed lower on Friday. The Dow fell 133. Farmers took a big hit. Importers of auto parts, furniture, and machinery endured punishing tariffs, and investment between the world's two largest economies dropped. But economic indicators show much of the broader economy was largely unscathed by two turbulent years of trade war with China. Yet economic growth is trending near 2% in 2019, well short of the Trump administration's goal of 3%. At a time of record low unemployment and intense competition for skilled workers, manufacturers are paying relocation costs and bonuses to move new hires across the country. 500,000 factory jobs are unfilled, the most in nearly two decades, while Americans are moving around the country at the lowest rate in 70 years. To entice workers to move, manufacturers are raising wages and offering signing bonuses. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says Boeing's problems are expected to knock 0.5 percentage point off U.S. economic growth in 2020. He told Fox that there's no question that the Boeing situation is going to slow down the GDP numbers. He says for the year, the administration has been looking at 2.5 to 3%, but it may be closer to 2.5 because of Boeing. Aerospace suppliers Woodward Incorporated and Hexcel Corporation plan to merge in what they say is a response to the rising tide of climate change pressures facing the industry. The companies make parts for Boeing and Airbus jets. Woodward and Hexcel say their merger will allow them to expand spending on research and development of more efficient engines and lightweight aircraft parts. The combined company would have combined sales of over $5 billion and 16,000 employees. Drivers are seeing higher prices at the pump to start the new year. The national average price of regular gas has jumped 4 cents per gallon to $2.64 over the past 3 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices are unlikely to continue to increase because crude oil costs have dropped. The price at the pump is 33 cents higher than it was a year ago at this time. GM is bringing back its polarizing Hummer brand, but in a different form. The Hummer will be reinvented as an electric truck, and GM will promote it with a Super Bowl ad starring LeBron James. It will certainly be a change of tactics for the brand, formerly seen as a symbol of heavy gas consumption. GM halted sales of the Hummer in 2010 after gasoline prices soared and sales started falling. Bud Light is bringing the curtain down on its medieval Dilly Dilly world. AB InBev says the campaign has done great things for the brand, but it's time to move on. And it took the Great War to finally take down Star Wars. The World War I story 1917 brought in $36.5 million in its first weekend of wide release, easily topping the box office and ending the three-week reign of Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, which brought in $15 million. Universal expanded 1917 from 11 screens in its first 2 weeks to more than 3,400 on the weekend after it won Golden Globes for Best Director and Best Film Drama. Mark?
Yep. How about that? So the Hummer is coming back. I always wanted one, and I've determined it's the only vehicle that gets worse gas mileage than the one I'm driving. They used to get like 10 miles to the gallon, and I think Denali gets 12. So,
oh boy,
I could argue that I was beating it. So, that's
wow.
It. Yeah, but it's got. Here's the thing about it. I just rolled over 200,000 miles on it this weekend. And it runs like $1 million, and it's got a big V8 in it, and it'll probably run to 300,000. And I don't like car payments, so I don't know if I'm going to change that anytime.
You're going to keep it forever.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. Good the gas prices are low again, and that I don't have to worry about it. That's good.
Yeah.
All right,
Jen. Like a few years ago.
Yeah,
okay.
No kidding. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That's good. So yeah, I don't know. I drove past a gas station the other day, and gas was two. 11
like
or 212
by me,
or
yeah.
I don't know, something like that. So that's still pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
I remember when it got down around $2, was that about a year ago? Because she said we were about 30 cents higher than we were a year ago.
Okay.
So it must have been right back around $2.
When I had my really big car as well, is when gas was like $4.
Yeah, I remember that too. That sucked.
That was bad timing.
That sucked. But I'm thinking, how much money am I saving not having a car payment? I'm just ended up putting it toward gas, right? That's a friend of mine had one of those Hummers, so I loved that car. I really did. So they're going to have to pitch it a little bit as an electric car, because it was sort of like the thing you could take four-wheeling. I don't know if you could take an electric car four-wheeling. You'd wear the battery out in a hurry, wouldn't you? I would think. You want to get stuck on the top of a mountain with a battery-operated car. Anyway.
That's really bothering
Random
you.
Thoughts by Mark Cox. Apologize for that. So what, Tricia, you said that you had a story that had caught your attention. What is it?
Oh, just this Pampers new device sending you notifications when your child has a dirty diaper.
So. Because you shouldn't be checking it anyway?
Yeah, that was my thought too. And how much do these things cost?
Diapers are already
insanely expensive.
So expensive.
Yeah, so they must have had that Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas this past week, and this was one of the things that Pampers rolled out, the world's first all-in-one connected care system that helps parents track day-to-day developments and monitor their baby 24/7. So one of these things in this diaper is that they'll shoot you a little little note if your baby has soiled there.
I swear when I read the story, I envisioned that little red button that pops out of a turkey when it's cooked, like to tell you that it's wet or something.
Yeah.
This is an electronic signal.
So you get like a text that your baby's diaper is wet?
Yep. Yep. So this all-in-one baby monitor system, it's got a camera, it's got a thing that you put on their diapers, I guess, and all of it goes to your cell phone.
Huh.
Because you're with your cell phone and not your baby, so you wouldn't know.
Yeah, and seamlessly track your activity so you can anticipate their needs and build a routine. It's called Lumi, L-U-M-I, by Pampers. For a mere $350, you can get a diaper tracker and a camera. Yeah.
All right. Just another way to make diapers more expensive.
More expensive. So they're already outrageously expensive.
Up to 10 days of diapers, so I can't tell if we get a diaper sensor or if the diapers have.
I saw a picture that there was like something on the top of the diaper that was like the sensor, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
Can track the sleep. You can track wet diapers.
Just tell them when you pick them up. I mean, it's either full or it's not, right?
Right.
Or you can smell it if it's full of something else.
Yeah.
I don't know if you need to spend $350 to do that.
I mean, you should already be near your. Or I don't know. It seems like an unnecessary expense.
Yes.
But if you have trouble keeping track of those things and you want to spend your money on it, I mean, I guess you can go for it.
I know those people who have their house, everything in their house is wired.
Yeah.
Well, if they had a baby, it would be wired too.
And that's the thing. People have already wired themselves with Fitbits and Apple Watches, tracking their own sleep and their own habits. This looks like just a way to do that for your baby, essentially.
Yeah.
I guess there's more to it than just the diaper thing. I just keep thinking about the diaper thing. But I guess, you know, there's other parts of it.
I think it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
But yeah, it tracks the diapers, but it also tracks sleep and, I don't know, routine, baby routines. I don't know. You'd think that
I'm glad my babies survived without it.
Yeah, it is amazing how many kids have survived without this technology.
All right, let's get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. Rodney Boyd coming up here about 7:10. Jesse Jane Duff in the 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
It's 6:46 and 32 degrees at 97.1 FM Talk. I'm Denise Schaefer, and here are a few of the local stories we're following this morning. The Madison County State's Attorney wants to see if the federal death penalty could be imposed in the stabbing death of a prominent Illinois attorney. A St. Charles man is accused of leaving a woman to drown after crashing into a creek in flooded Lincoln County. A North St. Louis County mother, who said her infant twins were stillborn, has been charged with their deaths. In sports, the Blues host the Ducks tonight. Game time is 7. This report brought to you by the Associated Press. Check out the newest podcast from the Associated Press, Ground Game, hosted by AP's digital editor Megan Crane. Ground Game's a weekly conversation with AP reporters and guests about the top political issues around the country, available on Apple Podcasts. It's 6:47 and 32 degrees at 97.1 FM Talk.
Traffic from the Ambassador Floor Company Traffic Center.
Well, the roads are clear of ice and snow, but you really have to be careful for slick spots this morning, black ice. We've had some refreezing. So just bear that in mind. Now, crews have been battling this accident southbound 170. This is approaching Airport Road. It's been blocking the left lanes for quite some time, a jam that goes back onto 270. Now, northbound 270, we had a report of an accident north of 44, slow-moving traffic back through 55. A little bit of volume now westbound on the Poplar Street Bridge, and some volume on northbound 55 as well, headed into downtown, but nothing too terrible. An accident reported northbound Lindbergh past the Rock Road, but they have cleared the accident westbound Page at Westport Center Drive. I'm Sue Thomas with traffic. It's 6:48 at 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, the folks at Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning, so glad to have them back. And if you've got a furnace problem, if you've thought about replacing that air conditioner, this is a great time to do it. The folks at Lennox offering great rebates, $2,100 in rebates between them and Spire and Ameren. They're all offering these utility rebates to get you to get a more energy efficient furnace or air conditioner. So if you're going to do it anyway, here's a great opportunity to save money. Eggers HVAC has teamed up with them. They've now got an interactive website where you can ask questions, you can chat live, you can look at videos, and here's the great thing. Brian designed his own mobile showroom. He'll bring it to your driveway so you can see in person what it is that you're buying. Because he understood that people often hear a description of it, but they never get to see it until it gets installed. So be sure and check him out online. They will respond to you, and you can set an appointment right there on their website. It's Eggers HVAC, spelled A-G-E-R-S. Go to calleggers.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Stockdale, Senior Vice President Investments with ClearPath Wealth Management Group at Stifel and host of On the Money, heard every Saturday from 11 till noon on 97.1 FM Talk. Market volatility makes investing stressful, especially when you're approaching retirement. To keep your retirement on track, you need a professional to help develop your personalized investment plan designed around your needs. Retirement is a huge step, and when it comes to investing your retirement assets, most people can't afford to make mistakes. If you're retiring soon, now is the time to schedule your retirement plan review and let us help develop a plan designed to help you with your retirement needs. Of course, your consultation is free of charge and requires no obligation on your part. Schedule your complimentary retirement plan review at bobstockdale.com. That's bobstockdale.com. Stifel Nicolaus & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Mark Cox here. If you're nearing retirement, call my friend Thomas Helbig with the Retirement Advisory Group at 314-626-9494. He'll show you strategies to guarantee income in retirement. Thomas is the official financial advisor of the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with Hero.Loan. It's 2020, and our commitment to the United States military will remain stronger than ever. We'll be rucking in the desert to show our respect, and again, we have made the commitment to pay for all of the appraisals on our VA loans. The VA loan is one of the best programs out there. Lower rates, no PMI, and you can buy a house with no money down. Get the loan that you deserve today with our 5-minute loan approval only available at hero.loan. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
The Dave Glover Show.
When I was a kid, if you walked into school with clean white shoes, you would be physically accosted by your classmates. You know, you're in Shawshank.
Weekdays at 3 on 97.1 FM Talk. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Chairwoman Maxine Waters and two other colleagues about pushing this amendment to stop fossil fuel investment. Us, the government, stop investing in fossil fuels. So I'm thinking he's drawing over there. Before that meeting ended, he handed me the piece of paper. I had posted it. And he said, Mom, you got to tell him. He says, we only have until 2030. Like, he was giving me these talking points.
Rashida Tlaib. The picture of motherhood, the one seen in her pictures the night of her victory celebration, dropping MF in front of her child, talking about impeaching the president. That's the kid she's talking about. She's now, talk about anxiety. She's convinced this child that the world is ending in 10 years. I mean, this is another, her own little Greta Thunberg here. That she's raising up.
Could you imagine being a kid in this day and age with parents that are actually worried about that? To be worried about that. When I was a kid, I was worried, like most kids, I think, that my biggest fear was that something would happen, my parents would get divorced. Like, that was something which wasn't even on the table. But to have your fear be death and, like, imminent death in 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's got to be
like, what are you doing?
Insanely taxing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's not enough stress. And, you know, right. That has changed as from us being kids to like our kids being kids or nieces and nephews, whatever, mm-hmm. being kids. It's just it's different.
Well, and how do you have the incentive as a kid to want to do well in school and go to college and get a job and work hard if it's all going to be over in 10 years anyway?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I remember the drills. I remember the drills having to go in. Get under your desk for a tornado, and now they're doing it for intruders. And the generation before me had to do drills because there might be a nuclear bomb, and you were told how to duck your head between your knees and protect yourself. Well, mm-hmm. if there's a nuclear bomb, that's not going to help you very much. That, I'm sure, caused some stress levels to rise among kids of that era,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? During the Cold War. And here we are now with people like AOC telling us that it's all going to be over in just 10 short years.
Mm-hmm.
Really, what's the point? Go ahead and get that 30-year mortgage. What difference is it going to make? You know? buy that $500,000 home you've been looking at. It really, really doesn't matter.
Because you won't have it in 10 years. You know, enjoy it for the next 10 years.
Or Bernie or Elizabeth will be president by then, and it won't matter because they'll just relieve you of all your debt. That's kind of what we have to look forward to. In fact, Elizabeth says you shouldn't have to worry about all of that anyway, because go to cut 4 for us, please.
We need to be able to do the research on it. We need to be able to control it. It shouldn't be sold in back alleys. It should be like alcohol in that sense. You know what you're getting when you buy.
Do you think it dawns on Elizabeth that the reason people are still buying it in back alleys is that if you buy legal weed, it's $63, what did you say, an ounce? Is that what you told me, or a gram?
About $62 a gram compared to about $7 on the street.
Wow.
So there's a reason there's a black market for it, right? And Elizabeth wants it to be just legalized nationally, which I think is going to have to happen at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the
mm-hmm.
conflict in laws.
Yeah.
Not that I support the idea, but just because of the conflict between all of these states that have legalized it and the fact that it's still illegal federally. I don't know how they jump over that hoop.
Yeah, you'd think that has to be the next step to simplify things for law enforcement, for states, just in general.
In the meantime, if you're headed over to Illinois, put the brakes on.
The dispensary is closed today.
The dispensary is closed today.
For recreational marijuana purchasers, not medicinal.
They smoked it all.
Oh, they saved enough for the people that needed it for medically.
Yeah, if you have the medical card, they're not closed for that.
This happened the first week, though, too, didn't it? Didn't they run out?
I didn't hear about Collinsville specifically running out.
I thought they did. By the end of the week or something, they had to limit what they were selling.
They were shutting down early, and you know, but I don't know if they ran out. But that's what they're doing now. They're restocking and giving some employees
Illinois
some time off.
Going up in smoke.
A Snapchat from over the weekend, a former colleague of ours was out there working an event, and the line was, I mean, hundreds deep still around the building over the weekend.
In the snow? In the cold?
This was Friday, I think.
Yeah, before it got too bad. And lots of rain, though.
Closed for recreational users today, should be back open tomorrow.
You might have a problem if you have to stand in line for 6 hours to get a bag of weed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.